Welcome back in to Shoals Sports Talk. You do have a voice. 256-764-1340 is the number to call or a text. Right now, the voice you're going to hear is Scott Brown, the former head football coach out at Wilson. Coach Brown, glad to have you back on the program. How you doing today, buddy?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right.
You're doing well as well.
We are, man. We are. And first and foremost, Chuck and I both, we want to thank you so much for everything that you've done for us over the past couple seasons. And being so helpful and kind and getting football things together and baseball things, stuff of that nature, organizing things for us. So I had heard a few days ago that you were thinking about stepping away. It was official last night. Tell us why, for anybody who may not know, why you've decided to step away and how you came to this decision.
Well, you know, the main thing it boiled down to, it was a family decision. It was tough. You know, having my whole family there for the last 6 years, it's kind of made things easy. With Tuck going off to college, 6 hours away, and Taylor being a senior this time, and I've not that I've really shorted her, I guess, as a parent, but I haven't been as involved in her fall sports. Because I've been involved with football so much, losing a lot of the guys that we lost this time, and things have kind of changed with me a little bit. But that was kind of normal. I felt like you're around those guys, they graduate, it leaves kind of a void. But then the spring training comes back, man, and you're right back in there again. And guess what? You got new guys there, and it's all great. But then, I'm at spring training this time, and in my mind, I'm looking at my watch trying to get to softball games to watch Taylor. I just didn't feel, maybe my heart wasn't where it needed to be. And I felt like that we'd worked way, way too hard to go backwards. And I don't think it's something that you can do. And I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking about football coaches all over the place. If you're not in it, or any kind of coach, 110% and ready to, give everything you've got to those kids, then, you're going to cheat them. And it came down to the fact of that Tuck's going to be 6 hours away and Taylor's senior year, and I really hadn't got to watch her. I didn't feel like I could juggle all of that time wise and be fair to both sides. It's not really what I wanted to do, but it was something that I had to do. And I did it out of respect for our program, and I did it out of respect for our football guys, that have laid it on the line. And like I told you, how can I stand up there and say, hey, I need you to be committed. I need you to work hard. I need you to mentally be locked in and focused. When actually I wasn't. I wasn't where I needed to be. I just thought that it would be best for the program if I kind of stepped back and took a break. And, hey, I'm very confident. We've got a great staff there at Wilson. And I'm all the confidence in the world that the next hire Mr. Orton makes, whoever it will be, will take it to a whole nother level. I just believe that.
Coach, let's reminisce a little bit. You came in and took over a football program that was 1-9 before you got there. From what I understand, you told me you were one of the only coaches in the Lauderdale County system who did not graduate from the school he was going to be coaching at. What was the community of Zip City? How were they towards you and your family from the beginning?
Well, let's back it up. When we first moved to Alabama, my first year coaching, my job was at Wilson High School.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not completely and totally unfamiliar with the community and the school and the kind of the dynamics of how things ran.
Right.
So when I came in, there were still a lot of those same people there.
Right.
So it was easy. Even I did not graduate from there. But you have the people in the community that are, Wilson people. They knew me, and that helped. That helped, and like I said, they were great to me. They were great to my family, and it was just a pleasure to be there.
So you were there before as an assistant coach. You went some other places and ended up back being there. Thinking about your time there, what sort of problems did you have at the beginning when you first took over?
I'd be telling you live. I came in. I followed Coach Gross, and Coach Gross had done a really. They were 1-9, but he had a tough job at hand in trying to clean the place up and do the right thing. He was there a year. Well, and then he left, and of course was offensive coordinator at the UNA, and things were in great shape. I mean, they had started trending in the upward pattern with Coach Gross. I know 1-9 doesn't sound that way, but he did an outstanding job, and I was able to come in there and kind of rally the troops a little bit. And, hey, when I got there, I knew we had potential to be good. We had good kids in place, and they were hungry to win, and they just needed, they needed some positivity. And, I felt like we were able to bring that, and, first year we were 5-5. And here's the deal: when you've kind of been in a rut and you haven't had been successful, and sometimes you got to learn how to win again. That was what myself and the staff really started preaching. Man, hey, we've got to learn how to win. I felt like a cheerleader probably more than a coach, to be honest with you. The first time when you've lost like that for so long. The first bad thing that happens, your head automatically drops, and it's, woe is me, it's oh no, here we go again. We did our best. We really, really preach that. We really, really talk about, hey, man, bad things are going to happen in life. They're going to happen in a game, but you can't give up. You can't drop your head. We're going to continue to fight. We're going to push forward. Hey, it's over and done, and we just got to keep moving. And, I really felt like our guys, 6 years later, and this has been a process over the time that has really bought into that. Hey, we can win. Bad things are going to happen. We're going to flush it, just forget it, and we're going to move on to the next play. And that's been big, and that was kind of where we had to start.
Coach, this is Chuck Hammer here on Shoal Sports Talk. Just want to ask you, sometimes you got to ask the tough question, and I'll be that guy today. How did your team take it when you told them?
Like I expected them to. I mean, they're not dumb. They're not stupid. They kind of understood. And I had kind of taken the step-back approach a little bit this summer workouts, and letting the staff kind of handle things and run things a little more than they have in years past. And, like I said, they're great young men, and they understood. I don't think any of them didn't understand the situation and how things was. Tuck's going to be playing. Taylor's going to be playing. They all, they treated it like young men. I mean, they weren't, I think maybe a little disappointed. I don't think anybody was just overly shocked, really.
So, Coach, let me ask you this, because, I know Jordan wrote the story on it and everything, and I was one of the first people to read it, obviously, before when we posted it. And we appreciate you giving that opportunity to us. But, Coach, what is going to be your role moving forward?
I told Mr. Horton, I said, I want to be whatever he needs me to be at that school. I'm not a guy. I've been doing PE, living the coach's dream, playing gotcha, and doing those ping pong and those kind of things. But I also understand, I told him, I'm a team player. I've got a degree in special education. It's hard to find a coach in special education. I will go back into the classroom, do special ed, hire a coach, or move a coach in that PE spot. So, it's kind of hard, because the main thing and the biggest reason we were able to be successful was that Mr. Horton, when I interviewed, said, we're going to hire a football staff. You bring me good people, good coaches, and we're going to make that happen. As a coach, you look around, and sometimes you get these positions in the school. A lot of people don't understand how this works. You got to have a spot, a teaching spot, with a coach in that degree to be able to hire a coach. You got your PEs and your ISSs and your driver's ed and those kind of things. You can put some people in. I'll be honest with you, I don't have many. My friends aren't that smart. Biology is pretty tough.
Yeah.
Math is pretty tough. I didn't have those kind of friends. So it's hard to find a coach in those with those certifications. So, you know, it was no issue to me to go back to the classroom. And I told Mr. Horton, I'd be, you know, I'll do the AD stuff. I'll fill any role he needs me to fill. It was just a time that I needed to take a step back and be a dad to my kids and be able to be supportive and watch them.
Scott Brown, the former head football coach of the Wilson Warriors, joining us on Shoals Sports Talk. All right, Coach, have you ever got to do the chop on a Friday? I'm sure you've done it at other things, but I guess you call it the chop. You know, the little Atlanta Braves-esque chop?
Yeah, probably have done it in the pep rally. I don't know that I've done it during a game or anything yet. Maybe, you know, I don't know. That probably wouldn't be real good for a word chop.
Well, you got to sit with the reservation at least one Friday night and learn how to do it.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Hey, might as well get up there and cheer. I don't have a big time. I'm definitely going to be involved and, you know, pulling for them and doing anything I can to help. And, you know, like I said, the thing that I'll miss most are definitely the relationships with the players and the camaraderie with the coaches. And, you know, that to me is invaluable because I'll be honest with you, you know, if there's one thing that I can say about a coaching career is that, man, I'm telling you, I really get emotionally tied to those kids. And I truly do love each and every one of them. And it wouldn't matter if you were a three-year starter or you know, a guy that never gets in the game. I feel the same way about each and every one of them because, you know, it takes a whole group. And, you know, and that's the one thing, you know, that's special about football. You take kids, it doesn't matter race, it doesn't matter socioeconomic status, if you're smart, if you're, you know, not very smart. You know, for those few hours on Friday night, everybody's dressed alike, and you're playing for one common goal, and that's that school, and that's for each other, and that's for that community. And, you know, there's not a better atmosphere or stronger bond than that in my mind.
All right, Coach, one more question here, then I'll let you get on about your day. Are you done coaching football forever, or is that still a possibility?
I hope not. You know, I love the game, and I've got a passion for the kids and coaching, and this will be tough for me. But I hope that someday, you know, when the opportunity arises, it's the right fit, that I'll get an opportunity to get back in and coach, and you know. I even told Mr. Orton, I said, look, we're going to be out of this, but hey, hold the spot. Maybe, you know, if I get out and I'm miserable, surely somebody will let me coach junior high football next year or something. So I'm going to be involved, and you know, it's a year-to-year thing. And I just, you know, I just want to sit back, and I'll definitely want to be able to learn the game of volleyball a little bit. And somebody asked me the other day, man, I bet Taylor's so excited you're going to get to go to her volleyball game. I said, well, you know, I don't really know if she's excited or not. I said, you know, right now she's, the few games I did get to go to, we ride home. I can't critique her because I don't know anything about the game, so it's all good, you know. So now, if I learn a little bit, she may not enjoy me doing that.
You got to be the loud, vocal, obnoxious dad, right? I mean, that's got to be the role.
I've got no problem being that guy. I really don't.
Oh, man. Well, Coach, we appreciate you so much for taking time out of your day to join us, for everything you've done for us here at Fox over the past couple seasons. I can't sit here and name everything. We would take up the rest of the show doing that. But as you know, and I know Chuck is going to reiterate this as well, if you've got any free time on a Friday night, we'd love to have you join us on a football broadcast.
I would absolutely love to. You know, if we're in town and Tuck's not playing too far off, and one, you let me slip out of here for a little while, I would absolutely love coming. That's enjoyable. I enjoy being around you guys, and just being a small part of the game is so much fun. And it was enjoyable seeing how other schools do things. You know, I got to enjoy the Friday night, the Culver Heights Piedmont game, and that was fun. I really enjoyed that. And I told Warren, I said, I hope I get to do that again someday. So. Absolutely, I'm all on board for that. And look, I would be definitely shortchanging you guys if I didn't tell you how much that you meant to me as a coach and to all the county schools and the local schools around here, because I'm, you know, I know how excited my guys get when they see y'all pull up, and you know, they're listening to the coach's show and they're doing those things and they get to speak. You know, that's a highlight of our kids' week. And, man, it's special. And like I said, that you do this to see kids' face light up and see the smiles on their face, man. And it's great. It's a great service that you guys have provided for our local athletes. And like I said, I want to thank you guys for what y'all have done for our area.
Well, I appreciate that so much, Coach. And, you know, when I got here 2 years ago and Jordan came on board with us, and, you know, I do this for the same reason you guys coach. It's not about Jordan. It's not about me. It's not about the radio station. I want to do it to give these kids the platform that they deserve because they're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to work with. And I think back over my 2 years, and now I'm going into year three. Once we start the new school year, I start to get a little misty-eyed to think of some of the coaches that in my short time here that we've lost. Now, obviously, I know you're not leaving the area or anything like that. You know, we've had some coaches that have done that. And, you know, change is always something that is around us. And as I've gotten older, I've learned to embrace it, but I don't have to like it. So I know that. But, Coach, yeah, there's an open invitation anytime to join us and do anything with us on a Friday in the fall. And I'm sure we'll tap your expertise as we move forward and as we get into football season. But good luck, and we're excited. And, again, we're excited to see how Tuck does playing college football and, of course, counting the days till we start volleyball and basketball and softball and everything else that Taylor plays.
Hey, me too. I'm excited. You know, it's kind of like I said, it's a little bittersweet. You start coming to the end of these things, and Tuck's playing his last baseball game and football. You know, you spend your life running from field to field, and that's been that's been our lifestyle for the last 15 years, 16 years, and, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world. You know, a lot of our best memories have come in a field or a court or something along the way, and it has been, it's just kind of our lifestyle at the Brown House. I mean, we're from field to field and very competitive, and, you know, it's been a blessing. I've been truly blessed with kids that enjoy the game as much as me and their mom have over the years, and you know, it's been very, very rewarding.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much, and we'll be hollering at you come the fall to see what you can do for us. Okay?
Absolutely, please do.
Appreciate it, Coach Brown. Thank you, man.
Thank y'all.